Welcome into the 5 o'clock hour of this Monday edition of News on the Hill. I'm News Director Brighton McConnell, substituting for Andrew Stuckey once again. You're listening to our show here, broadcasting from East Franklin Street in Chapel Hill and broadcasting from the Booth Park Studios, which is a hub for community gathering opening to the public this fall at the corner of MLK Jr. Boulevard and Estes Drive. It's been a great show so far. Got a great 5 o'clock hour ahead where we'll be hearing from Art Chansky with his Daily Sports Notebook in just a little bit. We also have our new Music Monday song still to come and, of course, 5 o'clock traffic updates and a weather forecast for the rest of this first full week of March. But we begin this hour with some local school news, and specifically from the Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools District. Remember last week that the McDougal Middle School community reacted to an incident where a student made a threat to a staff member that the staff member deemed dangerous. That student was written up, investigated, taken out of school for a little bit, and eventually issued a juvenile petition by police after it was found no weapons or threat really surfaced. But McDougal staff, unhappy with how the incident was handled, called out of work today, and coupled with some already planned staff absences, it led to 23 positions needing to be covered by the school and district. McDougal leadership sent an alert to families leading up to school today, and they sent one during school today as well, encouraging them that everything was safe and school went like normal. But Principal Chris Horn acknowledged that it was still feeling like a bit of an abnormal day because of how many staff absences there were. He said in a second alert that some parents even came and picked their children up, writing, quote, "We honor those wishes and will continue to listen and address any concerns that you and your student may have. I know there are new rumors circulating today, but to the best of our knowledge, these are untrue." Now, regarding those new rumors, Horn went on to say that there was a threat assessment team that reviewed the situation and implemented school safety measures today, while they also had increased adult supervision in the hallways and classrooms through the school day. There is no school on Tuesday for the CHCCS district because of Election Day and so many schools being election sites, so students will not be back at McDougal tomorrow, but no word yet on whether there will be any lingering effects from this when they return to class on Wednesday. I imagine several McDougal families and community members will be curious on the updates as we get them, but no word yet from the district on what to expect. Now, there was a true incident and a tragedy in the early hours of Sunday morning in western rural Orange County. No word yet from investigators today about the two remaining suspects wanted for the home invasion and murder of 58-year-old Jerry Lee Driggers. Driggers died Sunday after one of the intruders fired at him inside his own house. Driggers had pulled a shotgun and fired at the trio in response to their demanding of money and breaking in, according to the Orange County Sheriff's Office. Now, we have more details about the home invasion itself on chapelboro.com, but investigators are asking anyone who might have been in the US 70 and Buckhorn Road area after midnight on Sunday to get in touch with the investigators taking this on from the sheriff's office. We've got the ways to get in touch with them shared on Chapelboro as well. One of those three suspects has already been apprehended, the one who was shot by Driggers. 28-year-old Clarence Hayes of Durham faces several charges, including first-degree murder, tying back to the break-in. We have no status update on him today, but he was hospitalized with a gunshot wound he suffered yesterday. Turning to some statewide news, we in North Carolina are gearing up for primary election day tomorrow as the state is part of Super Tuesday across the country. Early voting on Saturday ended, and totals are now out for all of Orange County. It was close to 13,400 people who turned out this year, which is actually the lowest early voting rate in at least a decade. But of course, we could see that tick up tomorrow, tick the amounts up tomorrow, as North Carolina's polls are open from 6:30 in the morning to 7:30 in the evening. Make sure to visit the state's Board of Elections website in order to find your polling place for tomorrow. You do have to go to your specific precinct. And of course, we're going to be tracking all of our local elections on chapelboro.com, specifically watching the Orange County Schools Board of Education race, since that is nonpartisan and will be decided in this primary election. Now, we will not have any special on-air election coverage tomorrow night. That's because it conflicts a little bit with UNC and Notre Dame playing in the Smith Center for senior night for the men's basketball team. So that will be on our airwaves. Our election coverage will be on chapelboro.com as we follow those local races and statewide numbers as they come in. And of course, we'll have updates here on the air Wednesday morning and later on Tuesday night. Speaking of some statewide news, U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris was actually visiting North Carolina last week. She was a few miles away in Durham. She, as well as Governor Roy Cooper, held a press conference in the historic Black Wall Street District in Durham to announce new funding to help early-stage startups in North Carolina. $32 million of federal funding is being awarded to 10 women-owned and minority-owned venture capital companies. They will then help distribute those funds to small businesses and entrepreneurs that are just getting started. The vice president said during that announcement that this is another step the Biden-Harris administration is taking to not just acknowledge, but prove that access to opportunity then helps stimulate economic growth. Here are some of Harris's comments.
We're very excited about it because this is just further testament to the capacity that is here, that is calling for this kind of attention and these resources. It is testament to the innovation that is occurring right here and the need then for us to, from Washington, D.C., understand how the nation benefits when we show the capacity of communities when they receive this kind of support and investment. And we are talking about clean energy companies, we are talking about AI, we are talking about technology companies in general. We understand that traditionally, minority-owned businesses have received a fraction of federal contracts, often because the relationships are not there. The access, therefore, is not there, but the talent exists. The bottom line, and yes, the bottom line, I speak in economic terms, is that this produces an extraordinary return on investment.
Once again, that is U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris speaking there. More details can be found on her office and Governor Roy Cooper's office's websites about that new federal investment into small businesses. A couple notes from UNC campus as we round out the news block. The UNC Hussman School of Journalism and Media have announced their latest inductees into the North Carolina Media and Journalism Hall of Fame that is indeed housed under the School of Journalism here in Chapel Hill. Among those recognized this year is Eric Montross, who is being posthumously honored for his long radio career on the Tar Heel Sports Network. The former star center for the Tar Heels, of course, passed away in December after a battle with cancer. A lot of people in our community still grappling with that and finding ways to recognize Montross, and there is one right there from the North Carolina Media and Journalism Hall of Fame. You can find the other folks who were named to this year's class by heading to our news article on chapelboro.com. In some slightly lighter news, the UNC Police Department announced the winning name for its new therapy puppy. They put a vote out to the public, and the public responded with Mia, naming the puppy after UNC soccer icon Mia Hamm. Final note here, head to Chapelboro as well to find the schedule of local government meetings happening this week. That includes the Orange County Board of Education that has a work session tonight. They'll be hearing about mid-year data on student performance, attendance, and discipline. We also on Chapelboro have coverage on the latest sports betting updates in North Carolina as we're a week away from that being officially legal and a lot of sports betting sites going live. And UNC announced its first dean of the School of Civic Life and Leadership on Friday. We've got some coverage on their pick in our news section on chapelboro.com as well. And now time for a look at sports. We begin with UNC men's basketball. They are up to number 7 in the National Associated Press poll this week, following a few losses ahead of them in the national standings. Carolina was able to stay undefeated on the week, winning against NC State on Saturday, 79-70. But also remember surviving a Miami comeback on Monday night that Carolina eked out, largely in part thanks to the play of RJ Davis, who had 42 points in that Miami game. He had 14 points against NC State Saturday, enough to earn him ACC Player of the Week honors, as it looks more and more like he is a shoe-in for ACC Player of the Year. On Saturday, Harrison Ingram led the Tar Heels with scoring. He had 22 for Carolina, as the Wolfpack as a team shot just 22% in the second half. That was really the difference maker in that game. Carolina's defense cranking up the intensity compared to the first half against the Wolfpack. Here's what head coach Hubert Davis said after the game about his team's performance that led them to come back and get the win on Saturday.
All year for this team, it's always the defense that fuels offense. That's something I talk about. That's something that I preach. That's what our team is. For us, to be the best that we can be, we have to step it up on the defensive end. We've got to rebound and take care of the basketball. But defensively, you know, we stepped up. In the first half, NC State was shooting nearly 60% from the field. Just not going to get it done. They were running their offense like they do in shoot around, getting wide open shots. We weren't impactful, physical on the ball. And that's something that we had talked about before the game, is being competitive on the ball, whether it's a one-on-one situation, ball screen, in the post. And in the second half, we stepped up, and I felt like we were making them work so hard to be able to get a shot that it was allowing them to miss shots. They were coming up short because of our presence on the ball. And I felt like when things got a little chippy, it ignited us a little bit as well. And I was really happy with how the guys responded in the second half.
Again, that is UNC head coach Hubert Davis speaking there after the win against NC State Saturday. That victory helped Carolina keep pace at the top of the ACC standings coming into the final week of the regular season. They're holding on to the top spot, and if they take care of business, they will clinch the number one seed in the conference tournament and the regular season title. Up next for the Tar Heels, senior night versus Notre Dame Tuesday. Our coverage will begin at 5:30 tomorrow before a 7 o'clock tip-off, and then after that, perhaps the game that could determine it all, a matchup with Duke over in Durham. Meanwhile, the Carolina women's basketball team hosted the Blue Devils for their senior night yesterday, and they came away with a win to show for it. The 63-59 victory encapsulated the Tar Heels' play so far this season, a strong defense that really caused problems for the Duke offense, play from their veteran stars helping carry the team, and it got a little iffy at the end. Some poor free throw shooting from the Tar Heels kept Duke in it, but they did just enough to eke out that victory for the seniors, and no surprise that seniors Deja Kelly and Alyssa Utsby led the way. Utsby had 17 points. Kelly scored 18, which included some final clutch free throws to ice the game at the end. Afterward, here's what head coach Courtney Banghart had to say about those seniors.
You know, when this class, my first four-year class, came, you know, we was in a time of transition, right? And now if you look at Carmichael, I mean, there's not a spot to be had. And they've earned it, and they found a way. You know, they've had a lot of adversity this year, and I don't know if people understand how hard it is to go through a long season with as much adversity, and guess what? They found a way.
Once again, that's UNC head coach Courtney Banghart there. That adversity she's talking about, some losses to players by injury, some losses on the court, but they end the regular season with a 19-11 record, 11-7 in conference play. Now they can show us what they've got in the ACC tournament. They will play Thursday as the 8 seed against number 9 seed Miami. That game tipping off at 1:30 in Greensboro. We'll be carrying that game right here on your flagship station for Tar Heel Sports. If Carolina can get the win there, they'll go on to face the number one seed in the tournament, Virginia Tech. Other Tar Heel sports results from around the campus over the weekend and beyond campus, I should say. On campus, though, baseball finished off a home sweep of Princeton. They won 13-6 on Sunday in a series where their offense reached double digits every game. UNC softball, meanwhile, fell to Rutgers on Sunday, but only after they picked up a trio of wins against Ryder, Lafayette, and Campbell over the weekend. Number 7 women's lacrosse fell 7-5 to the number 5 team in the country, Notre Dame. Kind of funny numbers there. Go figure that it'd be so low scoring and match their national rankings, but in reverse. Women's team struggling a little bit because of some injuries, but still very, very good. Meanwhile, the men's lacrosse program also had some ranked games that they split over the weekend. They fell to number 15 Princeton, but then beat number 17 Penn on Sunday. Women's tennis had no problems against Boston College or Syracuse this weekend. Carolina swept them both, while men's tennis also picked up wins against Georgia Tech and Clemson. Finally, UNC women's gymnastics is hitting the home stretch of their schedule. They placed second at a Sunday meet in Nebraska out of 4 competing programs, and up next for them is Senior Day here in Chapel Hill as they host Kentucky on Friday.